Shalom Aleichem, everybody. The Gemara in Maseches Tanis, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, says something that many, many of us know and sing all the time. Rav Yehuda Bereder, Rav Shmuel Bar Shila says in the name of Rav, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. When the month of Adar begins, we increase Simcha. It's a beautiful Gemara, but we still have to ask a few questions. First of all, what does Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha mean? What is so special about Adar that we should increase our Simcha? Purim is only one day. It's not a whole month. So why should we have so much Simcha for a whole month? There are more days of Hanukkah in Kislev than there are days of Purim. But we don't say Mishenichnas Kislev Marbim Besimcha. And the same is true about Pesach. We don't say Mishenichnas Nisan Marbim Besimcha, etc., etc. So what is it about Adar specifically? And shouldn't we always be happy? Why increase our Simcha in Adar? Why not always increase our Simcha? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. It's an idea that is based on, though not identical, to a beautiful idea I heard from Rav Shneur Ashkenazi Shlita, a Rav and speaker from Rishon LeZion here in Eretz Yisrael. One of the most important tools for Torah growth is consistency. That's the Korban Tamid. Every single day, no matter what else is going on, the Korban Tamid is the first Korban to be brought in the day, and the Korban Tamid is the last Korban to be brought at the end of the day. And our tfilos correspond to that Korban Tamid. We daven Shacharis every morning in the beginning of the day, and we daven Mincha every day at the end of the day. The Ramah of Moshe Isserles, who died in 1572, begins his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. The very first thing the Ramah says in the Shulchan Aruch, or Achaim Simen Aleph, Seif Aleph, is a quote from Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Tes Zayin, Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Tamid. I have set Hashem always, Tamid, before me. The Ramah calls this a klal gadol batorah. It's a major principle in the Torah. It's a primary virtue of righteous people who walk before God. The Ramah says, knowing that Hashem is always watching us, always with us, is a critical element in keeping mitzvos and following the Torah. That's the Ramah's introduction, so to speak, to the Shulchan Aruch. Follow halacha with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Always, Tamid. Always realize and always recognize Hashem's with you. And if you do that, following halacha will be easier, as it were. That's the way the Ramah begins his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch Arachaim. And how does he end it? In the very last Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch Arachaim, Simen, Taf, Reish, Tzadi, Zayin, Seif Aleph, the Ramah discusses the halachos of Purim Katan, the halachos of the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon, when there is a leap year, and whether there's a chiyuv to have a special meal, even though it's not Purim per se. And to conclude, the Ramah quotes a pasuk from Mishlei Perek Tesvav, pasuk Tesvav, V'tov Lev Mishtei Tamid. There's Tamid again. One who has a cheerful heart enjoys a continual feast, a Mishtei Tamid. The Ramah begins and ends his Perush and Arachaim and the Shulchan Aruch with Tamid, with consistency. Shivisi Hashem L'Nagdi Tamid and V'tov Lev Mishtei Tamid. Like the Korban Tamid, the beginning and the end are all about Tamid, all about consistency and regularity in our Avodas Hashem. But there is a difference between these two Tamids. The first Tamid is about following Hashem's will, about consistency in halacha, about boundaries, about guidelines, in seeing Hashem every day so we can more readily follow Him and follow His Torah. That comes first. That's the introduction. That sets the tone. And if you do that, when you do that, you can look back and say, V'tov lev mishtei tamid. We have the simcha, we have the love, we have the celebration, so to speak. But first, Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid. And that explains, as many mefarshim say, why Hashem had to hold Har Sinai over our heads like a barrel, as the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos Daf Pei Chesem and Aleph. Even though Bnei Yisrael said Naaseh V'Nishma, even though we accepted the Torah with full love and full excitement and full simcha, still Kafa Aleihem Har Kegigis. Why? Because Hashem knew that love, that excitement would wane someday. We start with Yira, we start with structure, we start with Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid, we start with the Kafa Aleihem Har Kegigis, and then we can get to the Simcha, to the Naaseh V'Nishma, to Tov Lev Mishtei Tamid. Perhaps that explains also Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. That's Adar. That is the theme. That is the message of Adar, the last month in the Torah calendar. Nisan is the first month of the year. We start with Yitzias Mitzrayim, with becoming a nation, with reminding ourselves of Vayiru Ha'ames Hashem Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo. That's the way we begin the year. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. But now that we're in Adar, as the year wraps up, so to speak, after a year, God willing, of following Hashem through year and through Ahava, and yes, full of Simcha, yes, now we're at Adar. At the end of the year, looking back on what we've accomplished, we can increase our Simcha. Tov Lev Mishtei Tamid. We increase our Simcha with the knowledge that we followed Hashem, God willing, to the best of our ability. And that is truly a cause for a month-long Simcha, for an end-of-the-year Simcha that propels us into Purim and beyond Purim, into the next year with even greater Simcha in our service of Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone!